Good afternoon, and welcome to the second meeting of the Senate Rules Committee for May 29th. And members, we are here just with one item of business, and that is Senate Bill 132A. So I'll open a work session on Senate Bill 132A. And Lori?
Madam Chair, members of the committee, Senate Bill 132A modifies required documentation to be submitted to a school administrator for opting out of immunizations. It changes the word statement to document. Specifies document must be signed by a parent declining immunization for a child and may include the reason for declining. Specifies document must have signature from healthcare practitioner verifying that parent reviewed information about risks and benefits of immunization, or include certification verifying parent completed vaccine education module approved by Oregon Health Authority. It declares an emergency. It's effective on passage. Attached to your SMS is the no revenue impact, minimal fiscal impact statements. That's good to go.
Thank you, Lori. And why don't we have a motion so that we can discuss it? Go ahead, Senator Beyer.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I move Senate Bill 132A back to the floor with a do-pass recommendation.
Thank you. Senator Beyer has moved Senate Bill 138A to the floor with a do-pass recommendation. Any discussion?
Madam Chair, it's
Senator Farioli.
Thank you, Madam Chair. It seems to me that there are more than enough circumstances where everything we do appears to be wrong. And in this case, I think that's what we have before us. The idea of doing nothing when some of the districts have 70% of their kids unvaccinated seems to me to invite really dire consequences. Polio was a feature of my childhood. People in the neighborhood had it. We've done a lot to suppress childhood diseases. It's been a pretty successful public health victory. Then on the other side of that equation, to usurp the role of parents is wrong. That is to say, forcing kids to have immunizations when parents have either philosophical or religious objections is wrong, in my opinion. Those things are not reconcilable. I think we're in a situation where if you take action to modify this bill, pass this bill, or do nothing, is equally unacceptable. So let her rip, Madam Chair. I don't know what at the end of the day occurs from all these considerations.
Thank you for those comments. Senator Beyer.
Well, Madam Chair and Senator Farioli, I guess I understand your perspective, and my understanding of the bill is that there are options that are available to parents who have religious or other philosophic objections. It merely says the assurance of the bill is to assure that they have talked with somebody and understand the medical consequences, potential medical consequences, and then they have a right doing that, I guess, to object. So, I mean, there is a remedy. It's not one that I would advocate. I mean, I've spent a lot of time and, frankly, some money as a Rotarian trying to eliminate polio throughout the world. And like you, I went through the early 50s where we got those shots in school, actually, shots in sugar cubes, yeah, it turned out. And it surprises me and amazes me that we've moved away from that tradition. The consequences of not immunizing children is worse than doing it. Again, I'm not sure that there is an answer to that.
Thank you, Senator Beyer. Senator Starr.
Well, I'm very concerned about removing the clear and unambiguous religious exemption that we've had available to parents today. My understanding that in the policy committee that this bill was worked in, they had the opportunity to adopt the DAS 6 amendments, which explicitly made that option clear. For whatever reason, those DAS 6 amendments were not included in the bill. And at the end of the day, I believe that if folks want to object for purely religious reasons, they ought to have that option without having to jump through a significant number of hoops to do that. And I reject the notion that parents are uninformed. That's absurd, in my opinion, especially in today's world where information is so easily attainable by virtually anybody. So for that reason, I'm going to oppose the bill. It makes me very uneasy. We had an example today on the Senate floor where the majority and the minority worked together to come to agreement on language in a bill, and the bill went back to the Senate floor and passed unanimously, almost, with one no vote. We could have that outcome here, but apparently that's not what the will of the majority has. So it's unfortunate that we want to trample on parents' religious rights, as I believe we're doing with the passage of this bill.
Question, Madam Chair. It's procedural.
Sure.
So when this bill moved from the floor back to committee, did that have the effect of stripping the minority report?
Yes, Senator Farrielli, I think that what is before us now is the Ann Gross bill. Certainly would not prevent there from being a new minority report attached to the bill, but because the previous minority report was in effect an amendment to the bill and it was not adopted on the floor, I think it basically went away when the bill came back to us. Is that right, Lori?
That is my understanding, Madam Chair.
Well, Madam Chair, I'm very much in favor of immunization. I understand why people would have a religious objection, and they would have a perhaps there's such persistent concern about the adverse effects of immunization, however poorly that might be grounded in science. There should be a clear path to exemption for religious objections in addition to a clear path for exemption based on medical exemption that can be obtained by parents if they are willing to hear all the potential consequences. So I'll be joining Senator Starr in no voting, and we'll serve notice for minority reports to add back that clear religious exemption. And Madam Chair, that I think puts us back where we were when this bill was on the floor.
Thank you.
My understanding, Madam Chair, was we were going to try to work this bill to come to some closure on making it a better bill. But if that's not the case, we may as well go back to square one where we were on the Senate floor.
Senator Farrielli, I think there were some attempts to come up with language that could have modified this bill, but all those attempts, which I think go back to when the bill was in its committee of origin, ran into problems of actually being in conflict with the state constitution and not just what we usually refer to as a constitutional problem. So that's how the bill ended up back before us in its present form. And I would certainly agree with the comments that we clearly have a problem that needs to be addressed. Here in Oregon, we have the highest rate of non-vaccination by school children of any state in the country. That seems to be a problem that's on the increase. And, you know, having just heard some horror stories of people getting those childhood diseases that we thought had been eradicated, I think we do need to do something. And I would just point out that the language of this bill, Senate Bill 132A, does provide several avenues to opting out of vaccination, including if it's medically contraindicated, including if you go to a doctor and just listen to what the doctor says are the medical reasons to vaccinate. You don't have to follow that advice. And then a third option that hasn't been mentioned is you don't even have to go to a doctor. You just have to get a certified online video that you can watch in the privacy of your own home on your own computer, and that will be promulgated by the Oregon Health Authority. And that seems to me pretty minimally intrusive on people's privately held opinions. And so I think the bill was worked really hard in the Health Committee to come to what is before us now. And sorry it will not apparently pass out unanimously, but I do think it's a good bill and a needed one. Any further discussion on the motion? Yes, Senator Beyer.
And a very honest question. The piece that you talked about, it's actually the second piece on the SMS. Why is that intrusive? I mean, it seems not very intrusive. I think today they have to physically decline, have to sign something declining that for students.
Who are you directing your question to?
Well, the two of you that are voting no. I'm just curious.
As I look at the Dash 6 amendment that were apparently contemplated in the policy committee, it just makes it explicit. The religious exemption is explicit, and that's my argument. And not having it explicit in the language of the current bill is the challenge that I have with it.
Is this less explicit than current law?
All I have is the language in the bill. I don't have the current law in front of me.
I realize we're having a little discussion here. I'm sure that's okay. I recognize people having religious exemptions are reasons not to, and this seems to provide that. The bill seems to provide that with very little intrusiveness. The only counterbalance to that is, I guess we would like people to at least make sure that they're in the public policy informed of the medical issues when they make that choice.
Madam Chair, there's nothing that we've discussed here that would preclude a different option for a minority report. It's simply notifying the chair and the committee of the potential of filing a minority report. So I would suggest that possibly it isn't necessarily 132A that we're discussing. In answer to your question, Senator.
Okay.
Madam Chair.
Okay. Any further comments? Okay, Mike, would you please call the roll?
Senator Beyer?
Aye.
Senator Burney?
Aye.
Senator Starr?
No.
Vice Chair Ferrioli?
No.
Chair Rosenbaum?
Aye. Motion carries.
And Madam Chair, just to file a form to serve notice of a potential for a minority report.
So noted. And we will ask, I think Senator Steiner Hayward was the carrier of this bill, so we'll ask her to carry it on the floor. And I think that completes our work for today. So members, thank you for being so prompt, and we are adjourned. Did I close the work session? Close the work session on Senate Bill 132, and we are adjourned.